Manuscript Releases, Volume 20, Mr. Number 1443. Reflect Christ, the True Light. Lay up treasure in heaven, audio. I have recently sent several letters to different members of your family, and had one written to you that I thought had been copied. But I find I did not give it to my workers. I will now write you again. At Battle Creek there are a large number of our people assembled, and many think that a great work is being done there. I am hoping that all will humble themselves before God and confess their sins, so that the Lord can impress upon their hearts the truth for this time. I greatly desire to see those to whom the Lord has sent repeated warnings take heed to His word. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in all our tribulations, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble, by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also aboundeth by Christ. And whether we be afflicted, it is for your consolation and salvation, which is effectual in the enduring of the same sufferings which we also suffer. Or whether we be comforted, it is for your consolation and salvation. 2 Corinthians 1 verses 3 to 6. My brother, I am pleased to see by your letters that you are obtaining a valuable experience. May the Lord lead you step by step forward and upward. If, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, you obtain an experience for yourself in the Christian life, that experience will be of more value to you than gold or silver or precious stones, for such an experience will be to you an education which you may take with you into the future life. In heaven the redeemed will enter the higher school to continue their education. Think what it will mean to study through the eternal ages under the personal instruction of Christ, amidst the present conflicts and temptations. In this our day of probation, we are to form characters that will prepare us to obtain a life that measures with the life of God. Our Savior came to this world to endure in human nature all the temptations wherewith man is beset. In his life he measured the power of the wily foe to deceive, to allure, and to destroy. As the Redeemer of the race, he warns humanity against seeking after those things that will lead away from the narrow path. He has cast up a glorious highway for those who are traveling toward the heavenly mansions that he has gone to prepare for all who will prepare themselves to become members of the royal family, children of the heavenly King. With his life Christ has purchased every human being. He died a cruel death to save human beings from eternal death. He gave his sinless life to obtain for the sinner a life that measures with the life of God. Through his death he provided a way whereby man may break with Satan, return to his allegiance to God, and through faith in the Redeemer obtain pardon. Oh, how wicked, how ungrateful are those who refuse to accept the mercy that at such infinite cost is offered them. He who has all power in heaven and earth will restore every repenting, believing soul. To as many as receive him he gives power to become the sons of God. He has a deep interest in every soul, for he paid the price of his own life that no one should be eternally lost. He wishes every son and daughter of Adam to return to his allegiance to God. Christ, the light and the life, John says of Christ. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh, and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. John 1 verses 10-14. 4. The words of John show that all spiritual light is also spiritual life. The Word is the light and the life of men. And since all light and life come from Christ, should we not realize our dependence upon him? Those who do not receive and walk in the light are dead in trespasses and sins. As their substitute and surety, Christ makes them alive to God. He suffered the penalty of sin that he might enlighten and give life to the sinner. The gifts of light and life come to us together. The light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. What sadness this brings to the heart of our Lord Jesus Christ. He sheds his bright rays among the spiritually ignorant and depraved, the debased and the wretched, and they comprehend it not. They do not understand that the greatest blessing possible is offered to them.